Hello everyone, and welcome to the Hypnobirthing Plus podcast. You're listening to Poppy Child, mum to Juniper, trained counsellor and hypnobirthing practitioner. And my mission is to help you feel better prepared for the biggest day of your life, the birth of your child. In this episode, we're going to be unpacking exactly what Hypnobirthing Plus is all about. Enjoy listening. Thanks for tuning into the podcast, everyone. Wherever you are, whoever you are, a big, warm welcome to you. So I always like to start with why. Why am I doing this? Why are you listening? And why is this important? I really think looking at the why helps us to understand why any of this is important, you know, and I really value your time as a listener. You've taken the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. So we need to understand why we're both here. So I set up this podcast because I felt there was a need for more. I think that hypnobirthing is amazing, and for me, it gave me the foundation for the beautiful, empowering birth that I had. But I needed more. So the purpose of this podcast is really about understanding hypnobirthing, the methods and techniques used from that world, but also looking at other methods, because one thing I've learned about birth is there's absolutely no one size fits all. Some women may prefer a more calming and relaxed method, whereas other women may prefer something a bit more active, involved, and vocal. So it's really important to understand as much as possible before going into labor so that you have that complete birthing toolbox. And the interesting thing about hypnobirthing is you often hear women say, "I had a hypnobirth," or, "Yeah, I did hypnobirthing." And it kind of makes it sound like they did something or they learned something. There's like a kind of secret code to success. What is this thing that they learned that helped them to have this positive and empowering experience? And actually, hypnobirthing isn't just one thing. And my interpretation of hypnobirthing is actually going to be very different from yours. So it's really interesting to actually try and define what it is that hypnobirthing gives you. And also, let's not shy away from looking at other methods. Your birth is going to be the biggest day of your life, right? It's huge. Giving life is incredible and it's transformational. It has transformational qualities. I am definitely, absolutely not the same person, the same woman as I was before I gave birth. That experience has fundamentally shaped who I am as a mother, how I mother. My self-confidence has grown in many areas of my life purely down to that experience. So I think it's important to open our eyes and look at all of the resources available to us. So this podcast is all about giving you a whole range of tools. Obviously, it's not going to be a full course, but I hope to introduce you to many concepts so that ones that you feel intuitively work for you or that resonate, you can then go and do further research or sign up to a course. So I think at this point, it's worth me kind of introducing who I am. You heard my name in the beginning, Poppy Child, and I go by the name of Pop That Mama on socials. I also have a sister podcast, which is more focused on motherhood. There is some birth stuff in there, but that's called Pop That Mama, and that's also available on Spotify and iTunes. But I really set up this sister podcast because I wanted to focus in on birth. So I gave birth to my daughter, my beautiful daughter, Juniper, last year in June. Now, when I was pregnant, I went absolutely bonkers and like learned every single thing there was to learn about birth. Like I became obsessed. When I say obsessed, I mean obsessed. I mean, I still am obsessed. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it's all I talk about and it's all I think about apart from Juniper and Tom and obviously the other things in life. But it really kind of takes up a lot of my thinking capacity, because I have been so blown away by it all. And I think back to school and they didn't educate us on this. You know, I had no idea that the birth of your child could transform you as a human being. I just really just didn't know that was possible. So once I started to find all these things out, it really gripped and fascinated me. So that's what I've spent my whole time doing, is just reading and researching. And when I was pregnant, that's what I absolutely focused on doing. And I also attended a hypnobirthing course, which is run by Claire from Tutum, which was incredible. And as I said, hypnobirthing was very much my foundation. You know, it helped me to understand the physiology of birth and to release those fears. But one of the things I will say is, when I was in the swings and throes of labor, I simply couldn't breathe through those contractions, and I couldn't really relax in the way that I kind of saw the hypnobirths on YouTube. I just wasn't that person. You know, I was up and down, leaning over the birth ball, stomping my feet, in and out of the shower. I was very active and involved. I wasn't calm and serene, and I certainly didn't breathe out my baby. And it was actually 2 days ago, I was watching a hypnobirthing practitioner talking about how women behave in labor. And she was kind of showing, oh, they make these sounds, you know, they might kind of move like this or adopt this position. But then it went on to say, but with hypnobirthing, a woman will behave like this. And the woman just stayed still, and the camera kind of went to her face, and it didn't look like she was having a contraction at all. And I kind of watched that and I was like, hold on a minute. Is this really the message that we want to send out? That women must be quiet, calm, and serene? Yes, I do believe that being calm and serene is beneficial, but quiet? And like the whole thing was just as if she wasn't kind of engaging in the labor process. And I think, you know, this whole thing about there not being a one size fits all, some women will absolutely resonate with that, but other women won't. And so I guess this kind of podcast is opening up a discussion around hypnobirthing and the other methods available to us, and kind of working out what works for us. Because I think the kind of downfall is that if women do find that these contractions are really overwhelming and that they weren't able to remain calm and breathe through them, they might feel that they failed and that hypnobirthing didn't work for them. So another thing I wanted to kind of discuss with you guys is this idea of the word pain. So anyone who is familiar with hypnobirthing will know that you absolutely mustn't use the word pain. And there's lots of other words out there that hypnobirthing instructors use instead, such as pressure and intensity. But you go and ask anyone that's given birth and ask them, was it pressure? Was it pain? So my perspective on this one, and I'm quite strong with my standpoint, is that actually pain is not negative when it's a healthy functioning pain. It's a powerful sensation that's going to bring your baby into this world. And I think the idea in hypnobirthing is that you don't want to have kind of negative associations. And obviously when you think about pain, you think about unhealthy pain, kind of disease or hurt, or you've hit yourself or something's wrong. Whereas pain in labor is obviously healthy functioning pain. But I think the downfall with addressing that sensation as intensity or pressure is that you set women up for failure, because they have those contractions and actually it may not be a pressure or an intensity. It's actually really painful. And I think it's really, really powerful to acknowledge, embrace, and work with pain. Because I know for me, if there's going to be pain in a situation, I want to know about it. I want to know that there's pain. Tell me there's pain so I can prepare, so that I know how to work with this sensation. I want to know. Tell me there's pain. Don't tell me there's pressure and then there's going to be excruciating pain. I'd rather be told that this is going to be the worst pain of your life and then kind of be pleasantly surprised, rather than this is going to be a pressure. But I also think, you know, when we think about labor and birth, if you remove pain from the vocabulary of birth, then what are you left with? Most of us fear birth because of the pain, right? Most of us do. Obviously, there are fears about things like tearing or something going wrong with the baby. But actually, this whole thing is about pain. It's about labor pain. We are fearful of the pain. So once we remove that word, then it's like, hold on a minute. What are we dealing with? And I also think if you listen to people talking about their labours and their birth post giving birth, it's very hard to talk about it without using the word pain. So anyways, guys, I just thought I'd bring that up as a kind of interesting thing for you to think about, and do let me know what you think. I would love to hear. So I think the great thing about hypnobirthing is that you learn about the physiology of birth. So that can really have a profound impact on your birth because you understand what's going on in your body. And sadly, we don't learn these things in school. You know, we have to kind of go and seek out this information when we are actually pregnant because we don't even learn about it after school. And it's only when we find ourselves, you know, we've peed on the stick and there's the double line that we're like, oh my God, I need to educate myself about what is actually going to happen to my body. But in the world of hypnobirthing, you really do get a detailed understanding of the physiology of birth. So it's really grounded in science. I think there is this perception of hypnobirthing being a bit wishy-washy, you get hypnotized, but actually it's really logical and it's grounded in science. In terms of its origins, the whole theory is based on a British obstetrician called Grantley Dick Reed, who coined the term natural childbirth. He came up with this idea of the fear, tension, pain cycle, which underpins a lot of the hypnobirthing kind of method. And the idea is that once you have a fear in your mind, it could be a perceived fear or real fear, but that then creates tension in your body because you tense up. And obviously the uterus is a really large muscle. So once that is tense, it becomes much harder to work with. So that then creates pain. And also you don't have enough oxygen going towards that muscle. So this fear, tension, pain cycle is the basis of hypnobirthing in some ways. And the idea is that if you eliminate the fears, you can eliminate some or most of the pain. I think it's a common misconception that hypnobirthing takes away the pain completely. See, we have to use the word pain. But that's really interesting, and do go check him out. He's got an amazing book called Birth Without Fear. Another big part of hypnobirthing is breathing techniques and visualization. So actually visualizing how you want your birth to be. And it's also about understanding your choices and making informed decisions, which is a massive, massive, massive part of birth. So what I want to do with this podcast is to introduce you to some of the tools from hypnobirthing, but also look at other methods. So each week I'll be bringing you a concept from different worlds of birth, but predominantly we'll be looking at hypnobirthing. So if anyone is looking for a course, I do offer one-to-one coaching to help you prepare for your birth, and it would be a pleasure to help you. So do feel free to drop me a message. Follow on Instagram, Pop That Mama. Would absolutely love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening and have a lovely day. Bye bye.